And I say Shabbat Shalom to everybody one more time on the Sabbath. Well, Shabbat Shalom, we're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chad BeMashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, and it's the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this study. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of all things, I thank and praise you for another Shabbat. We always ask you to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot. We pray today, Lord and God, you'll bless and anoint this study. Teach us what we should be doing more and more as we see the day approaching. Heavenly Father, I pray you'll anoint everyone here with the Holy Spirit and also heal our sister Louise in Yeshua's name. We claim this in Yeshua's name, Father. We trust you, we believe you, we hold fast to your promises. Strengthen everyone. Heal my wife. Heal me. Anyone that's sick and afflicted. Help every one of us in every endeavor, in every situation. And I thank and praise you. You're a God that doesn't miss a trick. You're very aware of everything. You hear our thoughts. You hear our intentions. You know our desires. I pray you'll bless our new congregation building and bring people to us, Father. I know it's very big, and I hope you fill it up, Lord and God, to capacity and above. Bless and anoint this study in Yeshua's name. And may God bless every one of you and give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. May God take away anything that's incorrect out of our hearts, minds, and souls and fill us only with the truth. That's all we desire, Father. Bless and anoint everyone and the study today in Yeshua's name. And I thank God for another Shabbat. Amen.
Amen.
Shabbat Shalom. Is this light a little bit too bright there? Make a little. Yeah, there you go.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, today is the January 9th, 2016, and we all know what January is. Unfortunately, it's Janus, the Roman god of gates and doorways, which sounds pretty strange, has two faces looking in opposite directions. That's what January comes from. But, however, we bring into focus God's calendar. We're in the 10th month of God, the 8th, 28th day, and it's called Tevet, found in Esther chapter 2, verse 16. I guess everyone here, I don't know if there's anyone new in the room, only you can tell me. Well, you all know my ministry is a teaching ministry. I like to bring up topics and subjects maybe that you're not familiar with and maybe have never been stressed in your life or even spoken. So that's what my ministry is all about. For your convenience, my server is back up, thank God, and I'm really happy about that. You could read them now again. You could listen to them again. You could watch them again. You could download them again. So everything's going great. I don't know how we even got a chance to do that in the midst of everything we're doing. Snuck over there and got all the computers and all the wires and all the stuff going. And I thank God he gives me a mind to do this stuff because there's a lot of computer things to remember and code and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, we're in the Christian section right now on Pal Talk. Next week, I guess we'll be streaming at our new IP, which everyone should see. You know, it's 97.89.83.34.8086. So it's on the website. You can always look at it. Of course, I'd always like to come do more of a personal thing. If anyone ever wants me to come and do a personal teaching, if you have a group of people, I'll be glad to show up. And there's a link there. You could see what that's all about. Matter of fact, my wife and I were cleaning our new congregation building yesterday, setting it up and getting it. It's getting more and more ready to use. Might be there next week doing this study live. We are located at 27 South Maple Street, Hole in Wall, Tennessee, 38462. And if you have any questions, you can always call me. There's my phone number. I want to give a little new moon report. We believe Monday evening is going to be the 11th month of God called Shavat. And that's found in Zechariah 1 verse 7. So, new moon is coming, a new month of God, and the 10th month of God is already coming to an end. That was quick, wasn't it? Let me get my water there. Would you pass that to me, please? I can't see it. Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is the second study of 2016, and today's topic is fasting and prayer. And crying, weeping, and wailing. I see this so much in the Bible, and maybe I haven't stressed it enough in my ministry, but fasting is very important. I remember we had a little rhyme we used to say, if you don't pray, you won't stay. Mm-hmm. If you don't fast, you won't last. And of course, that's not scriptural, but that's a little rhyme we came up with. And the word tzom in Hebrew means to fast. The word tzum is the prime root. It means also the fast. And then we have avel. Avel means to lamentation and mourning. And we have aval. Aval, which is the prime root, means to lament and mourn. Same thing, to bewail. Then we have mispad. Mispad, which means lamentation. One mourneth, mourning, wailing. So we see these people in the Bible, they always put on sackcloth and ashes. And they did weeping and wailing and, you know, really crying out for answers from God. Mm-hmm. You know, I only looked up the word fasting, by the way, for this study. I didn't look up the word fast or pray. There's many, many more verses to look up. You could probably look them up yourself, or I might do in the future. But let's start with Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 1. Everyone's looking at the website, I'm sure, because the website's working, correct?
Yeah.
Now, on the 24th day of the month, of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting. So the whole body of the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, everyone, with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. They always do that. And they stood in their place and read in the book of the law, the Torah, of Jehovah, their God, one fourth part of the day, another fourth part they confessed, and they worshiped Jehovah, their God. Amen. So we see everyone got involved, not just a couple of people. In the book of Esther, of course, we all know what Esther's all about, what people were trying to destroy the Jews. It says right here, in chapter 4, verse 1, when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry. And that's what people do when they really need an answer from God. And came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, wheresoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews. See, it's a whole body doing the same thing. And it says, and fasting and weeping and wailing. And many lay in sackcloth and ashes. And that's where I got this whole study from. You know, like that's where it says, Vetzom u vechi u misped. With fasting and fasting and weeping and wailing. You know, it's really such a place in God that you can get an answer. Esther chapter 9, verse 26 says, and they called these days Purim after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them, and the Jews ordained and took upon them. And upon their seed, and upon all such as join themselves unto them. So anyone who joins themselves, again, everyone does the same thing, so that it should not fail, that they should keep these 2 days according to their writing, and according to their appointed time every year. It says, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Which is very important. right behind you there. Take a look around there. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abigail, and Mordecai the Jew wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, the words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim in their time appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them. And as they decreed for themselves and for their seed, it says, the matter of the fastings and their cry. So this always, it seems like, you know, the Bible says, better is the house of mourning than the house of mirth. I was just reading that this morning in Ecclesiastes, Kohelet. And that's really important. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. And we happen to have the Megillah. We have that, which is very important. And then I found the word fasting in Psalms 35. It says, David says, false witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good unto the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, his clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend. These are the people these are abjects, you know, these are bad people. He said, I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourns for his mother. Isn't that amazing how David treated his enemy? In Psalm 69, verse 10, it says, when I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment. In other words, he did it a lot. And I became a proverb to them. And to show you how much you're supposed to fast, look at David. He says right here, Psalm 109:24, my knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. Yes, that's an important verse. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, chapter 36, verse 1, and it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Joash, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from Yehovah, saying, take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto you, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, and that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. That's all God wants you to do, is repent and confess. And I guess none of us can do exactly 100% correct. So I'm always asking God to forgive me, and I repent. And Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neri, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Yehovah, which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book, the Megillah. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of Yehovah. Therefore go you, and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of Yehovah in the ears of the people in Jehovah's house upon the fasting day. And if you read Zechariah, there was the fourth, the fifth, and the seventh month they ordained themselves fasting. And, you know, I don't know if it doesn't seem like they were fasting unto God. They were just trying to get out of there. There was no repenting. And also, thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of this of their cities. You can read about that in Zechariah. It says, it may be they will present their supplication before Yehovah and will return everyone from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury of Yehovah that Yehovah had pronounced against his people. And then we have a faithful, very faithful, beloved brother, Daniel. You know? Chapter 6 says, it pleased Darius to sit over the kingdom, 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Isn't that amazing? This is Ahasuerus, and today would be Iraq, or Iran, actually. Yeah. It says, then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. They could not find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Could you imagine that? So he was a perfect man. Then said these men, We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the Torah of his God. Then the presidents and the princes together Then these presidents and princes assembled themselves to the king, and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute, and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it may be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alters not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chambers toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees, hallelujah, 3 times a day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication for his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save thee of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alters not. They answered and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regards you not, O king, nor the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king, and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. These are terrible lawyers, aren't they? Then the king commanded that they bring Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. And that's what we have to believe. We have to believe no matter what we're going through, God will deliver us. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mount of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and the signet of his lords, and the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Now here's a king. Here's a king. And the king went into his palace and passed the night fasting. And I'm sure he prayed earnestly unto the God of Israel. Neither was instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. And the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God, whom you serve continually, able to deliver you from the lions that I presumed? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God had sent his angel, hallelujah, and had shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Praise the Lord. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. You know why? Because he believed in his God. And you have to believe when it gets dark and looks like there's no hope and everyone's giving you the negative. You believe God. He's a God that does the impossible. And the king commanded, and they brought these men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. Wow. And the lions had the mastery of them and broke all their bones in pieces ever they came at the bottom of the den. Wow. Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, languages that dwell on all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I'm making a real decree right now that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble. You better tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God. Hallelujah. And he's steadfast forever. His kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. Mm-hmm. Here's what he does, everyone. Our God delivers and he rescues. Hallelujah. And he works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who had delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Amen. So Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. And that's what we believe. Amen. The living God. He delivers and he rescues. In Daniel 9:1, it says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I understood by books the number of the years, which was never going to change, whereof the word of Jehovah came to Jeremiah the prophet. So he's reading Jeremiah the prophet, Daniel, that there's going to be 70 years accomplished in the desolations of Jerusalem. Isn't that amazing? He knew that he was going to be in the captivity for 70 years. And here's what Daniel did, a man that had no fault found in him. He said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer, how? And by supplication, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Jehovah my God and made my confession. Here's a person that was perfect. He's making his confession and said, Jehovah, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned. We have committed iniquity and done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spoke in the name of our kings, our princes and our fathers, to all the people of the land. Jehovah, righteousness belongs unto you, but unto us confusion of faces as it is this day, and to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel, that are near and that are far off. Though all the countries whither they have driven them, through all the countries they have driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. Jehovah, to us belongs confusion of faces, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To Jehovah our God belongs mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against you. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Jehovah our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel has transgressed by thy Torah, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And that's found in Deuteronomy, the curses. And he had confirmed his words, which he spoke against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven had not been done as had been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the Torah of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before Jehovah our God that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore Jehovah watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For Jehovah our God is righteous in all his works which he does. For we obeyed not his voice. And now, Jehovah our God, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and hast gotten thee renowned as at this day. We have sinned and we have done wickedly, and you have delivered us from the four corners of the earth, even today, from the north, south, east, and west, to know your Torah. Jehovah, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech you, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people have become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O God, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for Jehovah's sake. O my God, incline thine ear, hear, open thine eyes, and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for your great mercies. Jehovah, hear. Jehovah, forgive. Jehovah, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people that are called by your name. And while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I have seen in the vision in the beginning, that caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked to me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of your supplication, the commandment came forth. And I am come to show you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Isn't it nice to know that you're keeping God's commandments and you're greatly beloved? And God hears your prayer and answers you. In the book of Joel, we hear in chapter 2, we do blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. An alarm. This is an alarm. Let all the inhabitants of land tremble, for the day of Yehovah comes. It's nigh at hand. It's a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, that there had not been the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to years of many generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. It sounds like the army came and destroyed Jerusalem, doesn't it? And nothing shall escape them. Some people used to think that was a good army. This is the army that came. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as the horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the top of the mountain shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as strong people set in battle array. Let's see here, it says, before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men, they shall climb the wall like men of war, they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another, they shall walk every one in his path, and they shall fall up, when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Wow. Sounds like this is the way we should be, huh? They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter into the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And Jehovah shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong to execute that executes his word. For the day of Jehovah is great and very terrible. Who shall abide it? You could think about these verses pertaining to even his servant Nebuchadnezzar that came and destroyed Jerusalem. You could think about it in the future. You could think about it as people of God. And it's very powerful. Whoever God sends to destroy, they're going to destroy mightily.
That's right. Nothing's going to be able to stop.
It says, therefore, also now, saith Jehovah, turn ye even to me with all your heart. How? With fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And I have an idea, he says, rend your heart. Forget about rending your garments, and turn unto Jehovah your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repents him of the evil. He doesn't like to do this to you. Who knows if he will repent and return and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto Jehovah your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly, which we try to do. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of Yehovah, weep before the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, Yehovah. And give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will Yehovah be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, Yehovah will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. And I'll remove far off from you the northern army that I sent, and will drive them into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he had done great things. So even though God might send an army, if they get puffed up, he'll get rid of them. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for Yehovah will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, rejoice in Yehovah your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Amen. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I send among you. That's what they're like. They destroyed everything. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yehovah your God, that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yehovah your God, and none else. My people shall never be ashamed. Amen. And now I'd like to go to the Gospel of Matthew. You know, I didn't put down the verses when you fast. You're not supposed to fast outwardly, you know, but you're supposed to fast unto Jehovah your God.
Don't whine about it.
And you're not supposed to whine about it and look so weak and frail and fallen apart. But wash your face and go out amongst the people, he says. Matthew 9:14 says, then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast off, and your disciples fast not? And Yeshua said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and this is the time, it's been the time for the last 2,000 years, when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, that was Yeshua, and then shall they fast. So it's definitely a commandment of Jehovah to fast. Matthew 15:32, then Yeshua called his disciples unto him and said, I will have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days. And they had nothing to eat 3 days. He said, I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. So here we have these a whole multitude fasting just to be with Yeshua.
Just to be with him.
Just didn't take time. And then his disciples said unto him, whence shall we have so much bread in the wilderness to give such a great multitude? Mm-hmm. And Yeshua said unto them, how many loaves have you? And they said, 7 and a few fishes. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and he gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples. And the disciples gave it to the multitude. And they did eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken bread, that was, they had 7 baskets full. There was left 7 baskets full. And they that ate were 4,000 men besides women and children.
That's a miracle.
7 loaves and some fishes. Mm-hmm. Matthew 17 So remember, God says these are the days you're supposed to fast. If you want answers, if you want moves. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, he's lunatic, and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I besought your disciples to cure him, but they could not. And Yeshua said unto them, he said this to his disciples, O faithless and perverse generation, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Yeshua just rebuked the devil. And he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came his disciples to Yeshua apart and said, Why couldn't we cast him out? And Yeshua said, because of your unbelief. That's why. You don't really believe these things can happen unto you. You don't believe I could heal you through my power. For verily I say unto you, if you had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, and I was looking at that yesterday at our new building, we have a bottle of mustard seeds. They're so small. For verily I say unto you, if you had the faith of the grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So it's your own fault if you don't believe. He says, howbeit this kind goes not out, but by prayer and fasting. So you have to pray and fast if you want moves in your life.
And there was
one Anna, a prophetess in the Gospel of Luke, and she was of the daughters of Pethuel, of the tribe of Esa. She was of great age. Here's a lady of great age, a prophetess, and she lived with a husband 7 years after her virginity. And she was a widow about 84 years old, and she departed not from the temple, serving God with fastings and prayers night and day. Here's a lady, 84, praying and fasting constantly. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto Yehovah, and spoke of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. This is when Yeshua was presented. Then we have even we have the Cornelius of the Italian band. Cornelius came 4 days ago. I was fasting unto this hour. Here's Cornelius fasting for 4 days. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer is heard. Wouldn't you like that to happen to you? And thine arms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. You're fasting and praying. Acts 14. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and taught many, that's what we have to do. We have to preach and teach. They returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And I'm telling you also that through much tribulation, you're going to enter into the kingdom of God. Okay? It's not going to be a bed of roses. And when they had ordained the elders in every city and had prayed with fasting, they commanded them to the Lord on whom they believed. Amen. And I'd like to do that too. Get brothers and sisters and have elders and with praying and fasting. Acts 27:33. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying that this is the 14th day that you have tarried and continued fasting. 14 days. And have taken nothing. So if you think you fast a meal or two, think again. If you really want something, you have to really rebuke the flesh, mortify the flesh. Mm-hmm. 14 days they needed to get rescued. Read that, Acts 27. And then we have the amazing testimony of Apostle Saul.
He says, we then, as workers together with him, with Messiah, beseech you also that receive not the grace of God in vain. For he says, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything. That's what we have to remember. Give no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience. You have to have much patience in everything. In afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. Mm-hmm. You might get whipped, in stripes. You might be imprisoned, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love that's genuine, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Amen. By honor and dishonor. Some people bring evil report on us, not justly called. It says, by evil report and good report, as deceivers, and yet we're true. As unknown, and yet well known unto God. As dying, and behold, we live. As chastened and not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich with the truth. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Amen. Paul says to the Corinthians, I speak as concerning reproach, as though I had been weak, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whereinsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Messiah? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundantly, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in the depths of the earth, in the waters, oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 3 times was I beaten with rods. 1 was I stoned. They thought I was dead. 3 I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeyings, oft. In perils of waters and perils of robbers. In perils by my own countrymen, the Jews. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the cities. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. In weariness. And in painfulness. And in watchings often. In hunger. And in thirst. In fastings often. In cold. And in nakedness. And besides those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches, the set apart ones to the God of Israel. Amen. So if you think you go through anything, think again. Read Apostle Paul's testimony. Now, let's think about how to fast, okay? And what is fasting all about? Isaiah 58:1 says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Okay? So you're going to call upon God and show your people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and they delight to know my ways as a nation that delights that did righteousness. They think they're righteous and forsook not the ordinance of their God, which they did. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and you didn't see, you didn't even hear us. Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, we humbled ourselves and chastened ourselves, and you took no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure, and exact all your labors. That's not the way you're supposed to be doing. Behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You're not supposed to fast for somebody to be consumed or God to destroy somebody. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is this such a fast that I have chosen, a day for man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast, an acceptable day to Yehovah? That's not what I want. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? Here's what I want you to do when you call upon me. To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when you see the naked, that you clothe him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh? Then shall if you do all these things, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of Jehovah shall be your reward. This is what happens if you fast right. It says, then you shall call, listen to this, and Jehovah will answer you. You shall cry, and he'll say, you shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke and the putting forth of the finger and the speaking vanity, and if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. And Jehovah shall guide thee continually and satisfy your soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water, which waters fail not. And they shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the path to dwell in.
That's good.
So when you fast, this is really important. Mm-hmm. And this is what God wants you to do. He don't want you to walk around mopey and dopey. He wants you to walk around that he's going to hear you, answer you, and you just got to believe God. So this is not a long study today. So remember, in closing, remember to fast and pray to receive answers from God. And this is all through the Bible from... And I didn't even look up the word fast, remember. I only looked up fasting. Mm-hmm. And if you look up the word pray or praying, or in the old English, prayeth.
It's prayer with fasting.
Or prayer with fasting is real important. You know, and Yeshua says, when you fast, don't be as the hypocrites are. Disfigure your face to fast. But, you know, when you fast, just fast unto God. In secret, and the Lord in secret shall reward you open. You have to tell everybody what you're doing.
Well, that's not it.
And that's really important, to fast unto God and fast and repent. I always ask God to forgive me and everybody, and may God help us all and bring us close to him. And I hope you got something out of this study, that fasting is very important, very important. It's actually a commandment to fast and pray. I mean, those are the attributes of a real believer, to fast and pray. Mm-hmm. And may God bless you today, and may God answer your prayers. May God, if you're fasting, may God answer your fast. Just may God help you in everything you do. May God send down total healing upon everyone in the body of Messiah, mm-hmm. and our sister Louise, and my wife, and anyone mm-hmm. else that's sick and afflicted in the body of Messiah. Take away all these sicknesses and disease. We believe you, Father. Send your angel. And I pray, Lord and God, that you'll touch every one of us in Yeshua's name and put it on our hearts to fast more, to pray more, to read more, to seek you more, to witness more,
before our little lives are over. I just thank God that you've the time you've lent us on this planet that we could do this.
Amen.
And may God give us our congregation building and fill it up and bring us brothers and sisters in Yeshua's name. And I believe you for that, Father, because you gave us a big building, and I'm believing for a big turnout. Heavenly Father, amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. God bless you, and may God be with you. And I'll stop this recording now. God bless you. Shabbat shalom.